This is Dakota Datebook for October 28th. In 1865, French historian and abolitionist Edward de Laboulaye proposed a monument to celebrate the upcoming centennial of American independence and the abolition of slavery. The project was delayed by the Franco-Prussian War, but finally got underway in 1875. The plan was for the people of France to fund the statue, while Americans would provide a site and build the pedestal. The statue stands as tall as a 22-story building. At the time it was erected, it was the tallest structure in New York City. The interior is made of cast iron and stainless steel. Its copper exterior was originally brown, but over the years, it developed the green patina we recognize today. The statue stands on a pedestal on what is now known as Liberty Island. Lady Liberty was dedicated by President Grover Cleveland on this date in 1886. It was designated as a national monument in 1924, and the National Park Service has lovingly cared for it since 1933. The statue's original name is Liberty Enlightening the World, but it's far better known as the Statue of Liberty. It quickly became a symbol of democracy and freedom. Thousands of immigrants passed the statue on their way to Ellis Island and knew they had come to a land of opportunity. It is so beloved, there are hundreds of replicas around the world. There are many here in the United States, too. In 1986, a Pennsylvania resident built a replica out of fiberglass and placed it on a rock in the Susquehanna River. It was meant to be temporary, but it quickly became a local legend and a tourist favorite. And it's still there. From 1949 to 1952, Boy Scout troops donated more than 800 8-foot-tall Statue of Liberty replicas to communities across the country. One of those statues found a home in Fargo. For years, she stood on a knoll in Island Park. In 1987, she was relocated to the intersection of Main Avenue and 2nd Street at the end of Veterans Memorial Bridge. Fargo's Lady Liberty was stolen in 2019 and disappeared. She's never been found, and some speculate she may have been thrown into the river. A new replica was installed the following year, this time with security cameras. Today's Dakota Datebook was written by Dr. Carol Butcher. I'm Merrill Pepcorn.
Dakota Datebook is produced in cooperation with the State Historical Society of North Dakota, with funding from Humanities North Dakota.